These promises are fair. The party's sure and our induction full of prosperous hope.
Lord Mortimer.
And Cousin Glendower.
Will you sit down?
Uncle Worcester.
Fraser Pike. I forgot the map.
Oh, here it is. Sit, Cousin Percy. Sit, good Cousin Hotspur. By that name and not that Lancaster that speak of you, his cheek looks pale, and with a rising sigh he wishes you in heaven.
And you in hell.
As often as he hears Owen Glendower spoke of.
I cannot blame him. At my nativity, the front of heaven was full of fiery shapes, of burning cressets, and at my birth, the frame and huge foundation of the earth shaped like a coward.
Why, so it would have done at the same season if your mother's cat had but kitten, though yourself had never been born.
They say the earth did shake when I was born.
And I say the earth was not of my mind, if you suppose as fearing you, it shook.
The heavens were all on fire, the earth did tremble.
Oh, then the earth shook to see the heavens on fire and not in fear of your nativity.
Cousin, of many men, I do not bear these crossings. Give me leave to tell you once again that at my birth, the front of heaven was full of fiery shapes. The goats ran from the mountains, and the herds were strangely covered up to the fighting field. These sights have marked me extraordinary.
I think there's no man speaks better Welsh.
How's the dinner?
Please, Cousin Percy. You will make me mad.
I can call spirits from the vast deep.
Aye, so can I, or so can any man. But will they come when you do call for them?
Why, I can teach you, cousin, to command the devil.
I can teach thee, cousin, to shame the devil by telling truth. Tell truth and shame the devil.
If thou art to raise him, bring him hither.
And I'll be sworn I have the power to shame him hence.
Oh, while you live, tell truth
and shame the devil. Come, come, no more at this unprofitable chat.
3 times hath Harry Bolingbroke made head against my power. Thrice from the banks of Wye and Sandy Bottom, 7 have I sent him bootless home and weather beaten back.
Home without boots and in foul weather, too. How stinks he agues in the devil's name.
Come, here is the map. Shall we divide our rights according to our threefold order, take?
The Archdeacon has divided it into 3 limits very equally. England, from Trent and 7 hitherto, by south and east, is to my part assigned. All westward, Wales beyond the 7 shore and all the fertile lands within that bound to Owen Glendower. And dear cousin to you, the remnant northward, lying off from Trent. And our indentures tripartite are drawn, which being sealed interchangeably, a business that this knight might execute. Tomorrow, cousin Percy, you and I, and my good lord of Worcester, will set forth to meet your father and the Scottish power as is appointed us at Shrewsbury. My father Glendower is not ready.
Nor shall we need his help these 14 days.
Within that space, you may have drawn together your tenants, friends, and neighboring gentlemen.
Now, methinks my moiety, north from Burton here, in quantity equals not one of yours. See how this river comes me cranking in and cuts me from the best of all my land, a huge half moon, a monstrous cantelout. I'll have the current in this place dammed up. And here the smug and silver trench shall run in a new channel, fair and evenly. It shall not wind with such a deep indent to rob me of so rich a bottom here.
Not wind? It shall. It must.
You see?
It doth.
Yea, but mark how he bears his course and runs me up with like advantage on the other side, gelding the opposed continent as much as on the other side it takes from you.
Yea, but a little charge will trench him here and on this north side with this cape of land, and then he runs straight and even.
I'll have it so.
A little charge will do it.
I'll not have it altered.
Will not you?
No, nor you shall not.
Who shall say me nay?
Why, that will I.
Let me not understand you, then. Speak it in Welsh.
I can speak English, Lord, as well as you. For I was trained up in the English court, where being but young, I trained it to the heart many an English ditty lovely well, and gave the tongue a helpful ornament, a virtue that was never seen in you.
Marian, I'm glad of it with all my heart. I'd rather be a kitten and cry mew than one of those same meter ballad mongers. I'd rather hear a brazen canstick turn, or a dry wheel grate on the axle tree, and that would set my teeth nothing on edge, nothing so much as mincing poetry. It is like the forced gait of a shuffling nag.
Come, you shall have French turn.
Yeah, I do not care. I'll give thrice so much land to any well-deserving friend. But in the way of bargain, mark ye me, I'll cavil on the ninth part of a hair.
Are the indentures drawn? Shall we be gone?
The moon shines fair, you may away by night. I'll haste to write her and we'll all break with your wives if you depart your hence. I am afraid my daughter will run mad, so much she doteth on her Mortimer.
Bye, cousin Percy.
how you cross my father.
I cannot choose. Sometimes he angers me. We're telling me of the Mouldwarp and the ant. And such a deal of skimble scamble stuff was put me from my bed. I tell you what, he helped me last night at least 9 hours in reckoning up the several devil's names that there is lacking. I cried, and well, go to, and mocked him, not a word. Oh, he's as tedious as a tired horse. A railing wife, worse than a smoky house. I'd rather live with cheese and garlic in a windmill far than feed on cates and have him talk to me in any summer house in Christendom.
If faith, he is a worthy gentleman, exceedingly well-read and profited in strange concealments, valiant as a lion and wondrous apple, and bountiful as mines of India. Shall I tell you, cousin? He holds your temper in a high respect and curbs himself, even of his natural scope, when you come across his humor.
Yeah.
Faith, he does. I warrant you that man is not alive might so have tempted him as you have done without the taste of danger and reproof. But do not use it oft. Let me entreat you.
Faith, my lord, you are too willful blame, and since your coming hither have done enough with him quite besides his patience, you must needs learn, lord, to amend this fault.
Well, I'm schooled. Good manners be your speed. Oh, here come our wives.
Let us take our leave.
This is the deadly spite that angers me. My wife can speak no English. I know well.
My daughter weeps. She'll not part with you. She'll be a soldier too. She'll to the war.
Good father. Tell her that she and my aunt, Mercy, shall follow in your conduct speedily.
Comprende, fifi amanet gargro. With this, you prettier ma order to order gross to the duite.
Or the meadow where the kaiti are bringing her ruides per si, or they am the mar eto or dango now.
Argui, na, ano am I the se, and the milver hin with all gamargi, and tale banaga bonsai, the bedavi. As we am ruined and clear the solua, why did he well eat it or no? In your devavi.
She is desperate here, a peevish, self-willed harlotry, one that no persuasion can do good upon.
Only the Uraiguiri, only the Arguiri, Hale, my God, fuist by me, Vessi, and any amen.
I understand thy looks. That pretty Welsh which thou pourest down from these swelling heavens I am too perfect in. And but for shame, in such a parley should I answer thee.
Arguiri, Mwy ni tan iau dyletswi, lle fara. Cariad, yn eraf a phrydferthaf nwyd i'w grym fe wyllu. Far glwyd tyner. Gyda di. Da di mi fynet.
I understand thy kisses are now mine, and that's a feeling disputation. But I will never be a truant love till I have learnt thy language. For thy tongue makes Welsh as sweet as ditties highly penned, sung by a fair queen in a summer's bower, with ravishing division to her lute.
Hey, if you merit, then will she run mad.
Actes he dafty. Amar well of ruin and miss thou gone. Rando the riai hand and now the manue. He led the horse of Alon be.
Oh, why have ignorance itself in this?
She bids you on the wanton rushes lay you down and rest your gentle head upon her lap, and she will sing in the song that pleaseth you, and on your eyelids crown the god of sleep, charming your blood with pleasing heaviness, making such difference twixt wake and sleep as is the difference betwixt day and night, the hour before the heavenly harnessed team begins his golden progress in the east.
With all my heart I'll sit and hear her sing. By that time will our book, I think, be drawn.
Do so.
And those musicians that shall play to you, hang in the air a thousand leagues from hence, and straight we shall be here. Sit.
And attend.
Come, Kate. Now I'm perfect in lying down. Quick, quick, that I may lay my head in thy lap.
Oh, go, ye giddy goose.
Hervoria! I see the devil understands Welsh. No marvel, he's so humorous. Hi, lady. He's a good musician.
Then should you be nothing but musical, for you are altogether governed by humours. Lie still, you thief, and hear the lady sing in Welsh.
I had rather hear, lady, my brat howl in Irish.
Oh, wouldst thou have thy head broken?
No.
Then be still.
Neither. It is a woman's fault.
Now God help thee.
Mm, for the world's lady's bed.
What's that? Mine in good sooth.
Not yours in good sooth. Aren't you smell like a comfort maker's wife? Not you in good sooth. And as sure as I live and as not sure you give us such sarcastic insurance for I heard as if I never walked further than Finsbury. Swear me, Kate. Like a lady as thou art. A good mouth filling up. Leave in soup and such protest of pepper gingerbread for velvet guards and Sunday citizens. Come. Sing.
Not sing.
There's the next way to Sam Taylor will be Redbreast teacher. And the indentures be drawn. I'll be away within these 2 hours.
So,
come in when you will.
Come, Lord Mortimer, you are as slow as hot Lord Percy is on fire to go. Why, this dark book is drawn. With my shield, and then to horse immediately.
With all my heart.